Certainly those people who watch network television know that one of the hardest assignments for American journalists is the assignment in Baghdad. Baghdad reporters work inside the Green Line and risk being shot at, or if they're embedded with troops, they risk improvised explosive devices. But few people know, certainly in the United States, that for most Iraqi journalists, Baghdad is a local story. There's been a proliferation of information sources and news sources inside Baghdad. And the reasons for that are very, very interesting and very, very varied. Joining us is an award-winning Iraqi journalist who received an award from the Foreign Press Association Scholarship Committee last night. Marwan Hamas Saeed joins us. He's here in New York from Baghdad. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
The award you won last night was for a survey that you did of all the journalists working in Baghdad to try to get a sense of their experience covering the war or even just covering their neighborhoods. How many journalists did you survey, and what kinds of stories of what it's like to be a journalist in Baghdad did you come out with?
Actually, the survey I supervised was for one of my professors at the University of Colorado at Boulder. And the survey, it was about everything, pretty much covering all aspects of life and their profession. And we surveyed 400 journalists throughout the country. And part of it was from journalists in Baghdad, because mm-hmm. that's where most of them are focused. Of course, the questionnaire were 75 questions. So, as I say, pretty much we covered all sides. The pictures, of that, we did 22 in-depth interviews for a paper which is going to be published actually in an mm-hmm. academic journal in this summer. And my professor, I think, is in Canada to present the mm-hmm. Paper.
Give me an example of why journalists report in Baghdad, take the risks that they do. What is the mission for them?
Well, actually, I think that's a hard question to answer. Soon after the fall of Saddam regime, because the media was under the tight control of the regime, and only a very small numbers of people could become a journalist during Saddam regime, and they had to be loyal to the regime. So many of us, journalism was a very new idea and very exciting one to enter. And everyone, I'm sure, who became a journalist, they had this idea to become, telling what's going on, telling the people, like conveying the truth. But soon, actually, it was not what we thought it's going to be.
It was a brutal, dangerous business, Adara.
The project that you're talking about is the International War Reporting Project, right?
I am working for the Institute for War and Peace Reporting, and I'm the Iraq editor there.
And John just mentioned how difficult it is for American journalists or any journalist, but it's particularly difficult for Iraqi journalists covering what's happening there. I understand that you've lost at least 5 students from the project to violence in Iraq, and one of them was assassinated because she was a journalist.
Yes.
How does that feel, training people who themselves are likely or could become targets?
Well, as I say, in Iraq is a very troubled situation. The numbers are scary that getting there. Since 2005, more than 200 journalists and media workers have been killed.
And yet there are hundreds of newspapers in Iraq.
Yes, hundreds. And actually, I can say thousands of newspapers and media are running in Iraq. It's just a risk you have to take, and particularly talking about this late journalist Sahar Al-Haidari, which was one of our students and journalists working for us. She was working in Mosul, and actually before she been killed, she survived another kidnapping attempt, and she was injured. And before she was assassinated, she got 13 death threats, and she never actually left her profession until, unfortunately, she was
a heartbreaking
killed.
Story.
What made her keep going? When she would tell you about these threats that were made against her life, what specifically inspired her, despite those threats, to keep reporting?
It's just the belief what you're doing. They all of them, they have belief. She definitely had belief, like she was doing the right thing. Almost all our reporters do that. Just a few days ago, one of our reporters who is supposed to file a story, and he was late from the deadline we set him. So I sent him emails. Actually, he didn't answer, so I called him. And the response I got from him, he said, I'm sorry, I couldn't get to an internet cafe because he went to do some interview, and on his way a car exploded. So he said he hardly survived. Mm-hmm. And actually, he never, they, like, it has become so a daily routine, like, but some of them do not tell us even.
Before we go, give us a sense. I mean, all the journalists aren't necessarily trying to get the latest scoop on Muqtada al-Sadr or the military or the insurgency. There are journalists who are working under this same risk who are just reporting the neighborhood stories, what schools are open, how to get from here to there, the price of produce, right?
Oh, definitely. Actually, if you do, I mean, there is no, especially for the Iraqi newspaper, no hardcore stories. There is no investigative story, nothing. It's just basic story, as you say, you know, schools opening, you know, is there, you know, oil prices are going high, you know, electricity is not adequate. So definitely, if you're doing a story that hurts some side, that hurts some people, unfortunately, Iraq, we are talking, is in a big, you know, transition. We don't know if it's going to be a democratic transition or it's going to be to, you know, a dictatorship.
Well, your reporters will be on the front line as that transition takes place.
How much is oil? Just out of curiosity, how much is oil in Iraq?
For Iraqis?
For Iraqi, actually, it's very expensive. I'm not sure. I don't know, but it's very expensive. Expensive. Iraqis are complaining about that, actually, given the fact that their oil is supplying almost half of the world.
Well, Marwan Hamad Said, thank you very much for joining us. As is always the case, the presence of newspapers and the flow of information, even in a place like Iraq, is reassuring to people, even if the news isn't always good. Last night, Marwan Hamad Said received a Foreign Press Association Scholarship Award for his survey of Iraqi journalists. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.